is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
This is the news you missed. From the FM 99 studios in Chesapeake, here's Rick Rumble.
Hey, thank you once again, Carol O'Brien. Welcome to the news you missed. We start this morning on the healthcare front. America this week moved into, I guess, what we're calling phase two of the vaccine rollout. That means that everyone 16 and over can get a shot, and those people outside of Florida can get vaccinated, too. Hey, good morning. Speaking of the vaccine, today is the day that we expect to hear about the future of the Johnson & Johnson shot. Sources say they believe it will be approved for continued use, but with a brief disclaimer. They're going to have to put some conditions on it, a very small disclaimer.
Sleepwalking and eating or driving while not fully awake, as well as abnormal behaviors such as being more outgoing or aggressive than normal, confusion, agitation, and hallucinations may occur.
In some cases, extreme high blood sugar can lead to coma or death.
Until you know how you'll react, you should not drive or operate machinery.
Seek immediate medical help if you experience an erection lasting longer than 4 hours.
Allergic reactions such as shortness of breath, swelling of your tongue or throat may occur, and in rare cases may be fatal.
Other risks include dizziness upon standing, seizures, impaired judgment or motor skills, or trouble swallowing.
If you develop fever or unexplained weakness or confusion, these may be signs of a rare but potentially life-threatening condition called TTP.
Tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn.
Always use safer sex practices with daily therapy.
Some people have had changes in behavior, hostility, agitation, depressed mood, and suicidal thoughts or actions.
Worsening of depression, including risk of suicide, may occur.
And hasn't been studied in patients with a history of herpes viral infection. Of the eye.
Use caution when driving or operating machinery.
Call your doctor right away if you walk, drive, eat, or engage in other activities while asleep.
Don't take it with alcohol, as it may increase these behaviors.
The most common side effect is trouble sleeping and vivid, unusual, or strange dreams.
Side effects may include next day drowsiness, dizziness, and headache.
Headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain.
The risk of bleeding may increase.
The most common side effects are nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea.
The most common side effect is a temporary burning sensation.
High fever, stiff muscles, and confusion.
Headache, viral infection. Infection, sore throat, nosebleeds, and coughing.
Increased risk of death or stroke.
Unexplained muscle pain or weakness.
Unpleasant taste, headache, drowsiness, and dizziness.
Some people can have allergic or serious skin reactions, some of which can be life-threatening.
Which can lead to death. Patients who weigh less than 110 pounds may experience more side effects.
Other rare but serious side effects may occur.
If you experience any of these behaviors or reactions, contact your doctor immediately.
There you go. Just a short disclaimer that goes along with the proposed continuation of the...
Yeah.
There's a lot going on there. A lot to unpack. A lot to unpack. Yeah.
Wow, for the news you missed.
Yeah. There you go. Amazon announced this week that they're opening a hair salon in London.
What?
Amazon is opening a hair salon in London. Unfortunately, it will be staffed entirely with their delivery drivers. Hope you like your hair like Bezos. But hey, it does grow back in 2 days with Prime. McDonald's this week released their BTS-themed meal in honor of the Korean boy band BTS. Not to be outdone in the fast food space, Sonic released their CBT meal, which doesn't do much for your appetite and consists entirely of a hot dog bun and a padlock.
Oh, man.
Now we know a little bit too much about those two dudes in their commercials. And finally this morning, MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell launched his own social media website called Frank on Monday. And within a few hours, it failed hard, man. Coincidentally, another TV spokesperson, Phil from Flex Seal, launched his OnlyFans page this week, which also failed hard, but in a different way.
I'm going to rip this apart and put glue on it.
It's failing hard.
Flex tape.
Every week.
Flex glue.
Stories of all kinds make up the news, and so do I. For the news you missed on FM 99, I remain Rick Rumble.
Nice.